Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Good afternoon and happy Saturday. I appreciate you joining us here today. As always, we're going to talk mortgages, housing market. We're going to talk about a variety of things that are really impactful right now. Most people, you know, with the increase in value of homes, with, you know, they're buying, selling, low rates. I mean, there's just a lot of value or that can be out there for somebody if you own a home or you want to own a home. So I think hopefully that, you know, we can go through some of this today. We're going to talk a little bit about the housing market. We're going to talk about rates by decade so you can kind of get an idea of what rates are. We're also, you know, we'll talk about home equity and how it can have an impact on your life. But before we, well, as we get started, I want to introduce Ian Arnold. Ian works with me at Advisors Mortgage Group. He's a great guy, understands the mortgage business very well, and I thought it'd be great to have Ian on and talk with Ian about some of these things. Ian, could you just introduce yourself a little bit, give people a little bit idea, a little about you?
Name's Ian. Been doing financing and everything like that for umpteen years and got in the mortgage business and been doing well since then and just love it.
Yeah, and it's amazing because you did come out of, you know, you started your career in auto sales. And in auto sales, you learn a lot about finance. So you have a great finance background, and then you got into the mortgage business. You've been doing that. And so it really works well, that rollover, that change. What have you found to be in the mortgage business right now? What you know, as we look at the market, what do you how do you see it going right now? Where do you think our market may end up as it relates to rates?
Right now, I mean, for a while it was good, but now it's looked like it's going, probably go a little higher lately, here soon. But that all depends on, one, the stimulus checks and stuff like that's coming out, because that's a lot of money being spent. But, I mean, my hypothesis is it's probably going to go up here pretty soon.
I agree with you. And, you know, one of the things I thought maybe we could talk about is, you know, the mortgage rates, as you said, they're likely going to go up. There's the stimulus is one of those big features that we've talked about. And the big issue there is what that's going to do with inflation. That's the fear everybody seems to have. So as we look at inflation, and you look at the stimulus, the money they're going to spend, and then, you know, it was interesting too. I also got to thinking about, it's not just the stimulus, which just they're talking about $1.2 trillion, and maybe even raising it to $6 trillion, and then you hear about the stimulus that they're going to look at for the weather that we've had. And places like Texas and areas like that you know, they've really been hard hit. So you've got all that money possibility coming out. And with all that, we're seeing mortgage-backed securities go way up. And as mortgage-backed securities go up, it pushes mortgage rates up. And it's a real issue as we're looking at it. And it's something that we really have to watch. But with all that said, mortgage rates are still unbelievably low. This is the thing that it's funny. I've been around a lot longer than Ian. I'm a little older than he is. So I've seen more than he has. And, you know, it's amazing. The rates today, if you compare them to what we had a month ago, you'd say they're still very good, but they're a little higher. You compare them to a year ago, they're lower. You compare them to any other time but a few weeks ago, and they're lower. So what we're at today is still phenomenal, and still, depending on where you're at, makes total sense to refinance, depending on where your rates are, where your rate is today, or whether, you know, you want to pay off debt, you want to do something like that. That can make a big difference. The other piece of that, as you look at mortgage rates, is if they've gone up, and you know, it's a hard thing mentally for us to get over, or maybe it's more emotionally to get over, is that we know that the rates were lower, so we don't want to do it now because the rates are a little higher, even though you might be saving a percent and a half over what you have today, and it makes total logical sense, but it's hard sometimes to do that. But the reality is right now that could the rates go back down to what they were? Absolutely, it could happen. Is it likely at this point in time? Not from every expert that we're listening to. Ian and I belong to some services, and the financial services, they're running through that information, and they're not, you know, they believe rates are just going to, this is kind of where they're going to hang out for a while. It's hard to say for sure, but that's what it's looking like. But let's talk about the mortgage home interest rates by decade. You know, we're in the very, very low rates, and so let's talk about 1970s. The average rate in 1970 was 8.86%. In 1980, the average rate was 12.7%. And I remember back in 91, when rates finally got under 10%, it was a party. Everybody thought, this is it. Nobody thought rates would get back under 10% again, and it was a flood of business. And then in the 90s, the rates averaged 8.12, so obviously they dropped through the 90s. And then 2000s, we averaged 6.29, and in the 2010s, we averaged 4.09. Right now, I think for we're averaging somewhere under 3% as an average rate, and that's not an APR, just an average rate. We're not talking, you know, we're just giving you averages. We're not talking actual rates. So that's what it's looking at. So these rates by decade, we are still at very, very low numbers, and it can be extremely valuable to refinance or purchase. You know, purchases are booming. It's another piece we want to talk about. And as you look at the market, you know, Ian and I were talking, and we were looking at, you know, what's the housing inventory currently. So if you're looking at purchasing a home, the average market inventory in Indiana from last year has dropped 50.3%. So if there were 100 houses on the market, there's under 50 houses on the market for every 100 that were on a year ago. The average time on the market, in the U.S., there's the inventory, the volume of inventory that's available is normally 6-8 months of inventory. Currently, it's 1.7%, I believe. Is that right, Ian?
Yeah, that's about correct.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I mean, I had a couple houses in my neighborhood that sold within 24 hours. I mean, these people, one realtor said, look, we're accepting all offers right now, and at the end, whoever has the best offer, that's the one we'll accept. And they did that within 24 hours. I mean, it was nuts.
It is nuts. It's, and we've both seen it, and it's crazy. So, you know, one of the things with that in mind is you want to, if you're looking at purchasing, you know, the very first step is to get pre-approved. We'll talk about that. Maybe not get to it on this show, maybe next show. But we're going to talk about that because you do have to get pre-approved. You have to be prepared when you find the house because it is a seller's market and you don't have time. Just like Ian said, they're selling for, you know, very, very quickly. After the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about housing demand and the housing market. And then we'll get into how equity can really make a major impact on your life.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate it. If you want to get a hold of Ian or myself, You can call our office, and our office number is 317-672-1938. Again, that's 317-672-1938. Or you can go online to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com, and all my contact information will be there. Let's get back to the housing market. You know, Ian, you had said that two of the houses in your area, they were just taking all the offers and best offer wins. I was talking to a real estate agent yesterday, and I was telling them that I have some family looking at buying a home up in Chicago, and they offered over $20,000 over list and didn't get the house. And the agent came back and he said he had one in Fishers that they offered over $40,000 over list and didn't get the home. Is that incredible or what?
That is crazy. I know my wife and I looked at a house 5 years ago, and we had the same, somebody bet like $5,000 over. And I looked at my wife, and I was like, there's no way I'm paying that. I mean, but even now, I thought it was big then, but then I'll see it even bigger and bigger, and it just keeps adding up. I mean, it's just, with the limited supply, it's just going to cause that, because I mean, you're not going to find that other house because 20 other people are bidding on that other house. So people are going to, people are just going to do it.
Yeah, and they are. And you know, it actually can make sense. We actually have a program where we can put the numbers in and get it out to you if you're looking at doing that, so you can see what it actually means based on our historic appreciation on our homes. Not in today's appreciation, but our historic. I mean, last year, the appreciation in Indiana, they came out and said it was 16.3%. I mean, that's just crazy. We've averaged, forever it's been about 3% on a good year, and we averaged 16. But even at 3% in this market, it can make sense to offer more than list. First off, list isn't necessarily the value. That's the thing. I think a lot of people, it's hard. And listen, I'm as bad as anybody, because to me, it would be really hard to pay over list price. But in this market, you really don't have a choice. You got to do what you got to do. And with a house, unlike a car, things like that, a house doesn't depreciate for the most part. A house appreciates, and that's what we're seeing. And so it can make sense. You can make that money up very quickly with the appreciation that we're seeing in the housing market. So it can make a ton of sense to do that, and to go ahead and offer more on a home than maybe somebody's asking for. Do you have any thoughts on that, Ian?
Yeah. I mean, the main thing to think about is a couple of years ago, rates were about 4%. I mean, so your monthly budget could only afford so much. Now, if you get twos and threes, then you got more in your budget, so you can afford more. So if that's the right house for you, has everything you want, most people are willing to go, hey, I'm gonna add a little bit more to this because this has all the features I want. And then their payment could be either less or the same that they were paying 2 years ago or looking at 2 years ago.
And you know, you just hit on something I think is really important, and it's really the payment. One of the things that the low rates today, and it's hard because rates change all the time, and legally we really aren't supposed to talk about specific rates, so that's why I don't tell you exactly what rates are, but they are very, very low. And because of that, what Ian's saying is that the rates, with those low rates, that means the payment is lower, so you can afford more house, or you know, you pay a little bit more, but your payment actually could be less than what the payment would have been with higher rates. And our rates are so very low that even in the market where they have increased some, they're still extremely low, and it's still extremely valuable to look at that and to buy a home in this market. The other reason that this market is so hot, or one of the reasons this market is so hot, is the age of a first-time home buyer is 33 years old on average. That's the average age of somebody the first time they buy a home. Now, I know there's lots of people who buy before then, there's lots of people who buy after then, but that is the average age. And 33 years ago, we had a big increase in the birth rate. And that increase in the birth rate has increased the amount of first-time home buyers and has increased the amount of people wanting to buy homes, of course. And that's that, and along with a lot of other things that have happened here, and you know, COVID and all that, has really hurt the amount of inventory, the amount of housing stock that's out there. Builders can't keep up. I mean, you hear about builders and the cost of lumber. You know, the cost of lumber's gone up crazy.
Yeah, nobody's able to do anything except for work on their house.
Yeah, I guess that's part of it. I was talking to somebody, or I heard it on the radio, I can't remember, but they said that I know what they told me. They said they wanted to buy a bench, that they were going to buy a bench to put, I can't remember what they were going to put on it, but it was a fairly expensive bench. And then they decided, you know what, we'll just buy one. It was more expensive to build the bench than to buy one because of the cost of lumber. So new homes, that's part of it. New homes have gone way up in price because a builder, and I spent many years with a builder prices a home based off of cost. I've never seen a builder, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I've never seen a builder actually look at what's the value of this house. We're going to sell it based on value. What they do is they say, okay, it cost X amount of dollars to build this house and everything, you know, all our cost in, and we want to make 20% profit, whatever the profit margin is they want to make, and there's their price. And so as costs go up, the price of the home goes up. And so I think that's part of what's helping drive the resale market in homes, is that we're, you know, with that market, we're seeing prices go up because you can't just go buy a new home, which is one of the alternatives, is to go buy a new home. Another alternative, which we should talk about, is to buy an existing home, but to find one that isn't as sellable, that is harder, that people are having harder time selling it, and it doesn't have all the offers on it, and it isn't going to sell top dollar because it has work that needs to be done. Have you seen that going on in the market?
Yeah, that's starting to become a big thing, is because houses are selling for so much more, you do have the people that are like, look, I'm not going to spend over what the value of the house is. So some of these people are looking for older houses or houses that may need a couple of things, that maybe a new kitchen or bathrooms, and then they can just go ahead and wrap that into the loan. And then do it and still get everything they want. And they get the paint will be the right color. The fixtures will be the right ones that they want. They get to choose all that stuff. And their payments will probably be even less because they're looking at a lesser value house.
Yeah. And you know, some other value in that coming out of new home sales many years ago is, number one, when you do that, when you find an existing home and you do that to the existing home, your yard is in, your driveway's in, your streets are clean. You know, there's so much that goes on when you're in a new community and being built, that some people that's perfect for them. Others, they would rather have an established neighborhood, and you know, your trees are full size. You're not, you know, there aren't little trees that take 10 years to get to the size and all that. So there is some real value in finding a home that needs work. And then you can just go in there, do the work through this loan. We call it Fix It Mortgage. We have a variety of products available and a variety of ranges that can actually, you can buy the home, fix it up, move into it, all with one loan. You close on the loan before you know, just like normal when you're buying a house. And then some of that money's put aside to do the work that needs to be done. And it doesn't, there's a lot of fear out there in this product because many lenders struggle with this product, and it takes them months and months and months to get a purchase closed. And so I know there's a lot of real estate agents who listen to the show. We have it down. We have a team that processes and runs this part of the process. And they have over 125 years experience, and that was a few years ago. So they're probably up to 130, 135 years now. And in fact, the person who runs it, he helped FHA set their program up. He knows the most knowledgeable person on the programs I've ever met in my life. And the whole team can actually, you know, can really put this together and make sure that you know, we close it quickly. Now, it's not going to close as quick as a normal loan. Our average time is less than 45 days on a purchase with this type of product. But, you know, there's a lot to it. And it's amazing, you know, you can get that home and you can have it, like Ian was saying, you can have it your way. Now, you have to be, you know, you tend to buy it at a better price, much better price. And what we have found historically, and still is the case, is that most people end up with a lot more equity in their home after the home is completed because of the work that they did increase the value, and they bought the home at a lower value because it wasn't in demand. And yeah, I did a quick search the other day on homes, and there are homes out there that need some TLC or need are being sold as is, or so there are homes out there, and I looked and they're sitting on the market. They're the ones that aren't selling in 30 days or 45 days or aren't, you know, listed and then sold immediately to the highest bidder. These homes, people walk in, they're not done. You have to have a little vision, but it's amazing what you can do to a house with this mortgage, and you should be able to find a home a little easier to buy than what a home is if it's spick and span and beautiful and at a lower cost, and then you can make it your way. Because even if a home is perfect, I mean, when you bought your home, was it perfect?
No, we had to redo the floors. We had the windows we had to redo. I mean, there's still stuff even it comes down to painting the walls, because nobody likes any colors that are on the walls.
Right. Yeah. No, but yeah. I can absolutely attest to that, because my wife doesn't like the paint she picks, you know, after what, a year or two, it's not the right. It was beautiful when we did it, but it's not beautiful anymore. It needs to be redone. I can paint, because during college, I worked for an apartment complex and I did painting. I did a lot of painting. So I can paint. I just don't like to paint. Sometimes I do, but most of the time it just gets monotonous. So you bought your, how long have you been in your house?
5 years.
5 years. You bought your house. You've done some work. Is there still work that you would like done from when you bought the home?
Do I want to do it? No. Does my wife? Yes.
Yes. Okay. So there is still work that wants to be done. And had you had a program like Fix It Mortgage, had you known about this, you could have bought the home, done it all, and been living in the home that you really want.
Mm-hmm.
And had all that value. And so it's really a program that makes a lot of sense. Do you have anything to add to the program?
No, I think you hit it pretty good. I mean, it's just one of those things that when you're looking out there and looking online and you're looking at houses and you notice one's been on there for 30, 40 days, especially in today's market, that might be one of those houses you want to look at to see, hey, maybe I want to just redo that kitchen. Maybe everything else is great in it, but that kitchen just has to go. I mean, that's the easiest way to find them is by days on the market right now, because there's a reason why everybody else passed that house up.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
You know, Bobby D asked me, that's his name, I'm telling you, it's Bobby D. He said he's planning on paying off his home. He's at retirement. He's planning on paying off his home in the next 5 years. And he wanted to know if it makes sense to refinance. Now, obviously, I haven't given you a lot of information, but he qualifies. His rate is in the over 4%. What would you tell somebody who's looking to do this and they're thinking in the next 5 years they want to refinance?
If it's going to take roughly 5 years, think I'd want to price out a new rate for him. And then if he's saving so much, why not? I mean, if you're saving $100 a month, that's $1,200 a year. Multiply that times five. I mean, that money adds up quick. And if you're looking at retiring, all money is essential, because you need to think about what you're going to be doing later and stuff like that. And if you reduce the payment and you refinance, but you still make your current payment price, you're still going to pay it off even faster. So then it won't pay it off in 5 years. You probably pay it off in 3 or 4. So I would definitely, if you're anywhere from 5+, definitely look at refinancing.
Yeah. And you know, it first, the thing Bobby D did was he asked. That's the best thing you can do, because the reality isn't exactly what Ian's saying. We have to look at it. We want to run the numbers and make sure it makes sense. And there's so many things that go into it. So the more, obviously, the more you save, the more likely it's going to make sense. But if you, you know, so the key is call us, give us a call, you know, go online. You know, if you want to call, our office number is 317-672-1938. That's 317-672-1938. You can ask for Ian or myself, or you can go online at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. You can get all my contact information there. But again, on this, it can make a lot of sense. I've had people who've saved, in fact, I did one the other day that in the first 5 years, they saved $18,000.
Oh, that's not enough.
Over after paying their closing costs. You know, I mean, it was huge. So it's all about how much that costs. The other thing that we do is we'll look at those numbers and we'll give you options on how this works. We could give you somebody like this. We may give them an option. Bobby D, I actually did give him an option where we gave him a credit to cover his costs. So there were no costs. So all the savings went to him. So for 5 years he was going to save. And I think in his case it was about $80 a month. But that's $80 a month for 5 years. And I don't remember the exact number, but it was somewhere near $10,000 if I remember right. That's a lot of money. And as you said, it's important and to do that. If he took the savings and he put it towards the mortgage, he would pay it down that much quicker. So when he can pay it off, you know, in his case, he was getting a lump sum. It was actually when he was planning on retiring, it was get a lump sum to pay it off. And that was his plan. And having that, the lower that is, the better. The other thing is that a lot of people make plans and those plans never actually happen. Have you ever done that?
Just a little bit.
Right? We think what's going to happen. We see the future and we plan for the future, but the future doesn't always do what we hope and plan. So who knows what might happen in 5 years? Maybe if rates go shooting up and his investments are getting, you know, 12% a year or some ridiculous amount and he's paying, you know, really low rate on the mortgage, maybe he decides not to pay it off. Maybe he can pay it with the monthly investment that he's getting and he's better off that way. So again, all that matters in cash flow. What I have found with a lot of people retiring, cash flow is really king. That really, really matters to them on what is the cash flow going to be. And the lower the cash flow, the better. So it's one of those things where if you're thinking about paying the home off in a time frame, it still helps to talk to us so we can run the numbers. I know we have a program that we can actually put two options in it and run an amortization schedule on both options. So you can see, you can put your current mortgage in and you could put a new mortgage in and we could run an amortization side by side and you can see exactly what it's going to mean to you. And to me, and Ian, I know you're the same way, we want to educate our borrowers. We want people to know what it is and what the benefits are so they can make the proper decision whether they should refinance or not. Is that correct?
That is correct. I mean, information is what everybody seeks. And so if you give somebody as much information as you can, they can make an educated decision. And that's our job, is to help you make that best decision for yourself. Because what I think you should do is not what you probably should do. It's what you think you should do.
I agree. If you want to get a hold of Ian, give Ian a call at 317-672-1938. That's 317-672-1938. Ian Arnold at Advisors Mortgage Group. And Ian, thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Great. Well, I appreciate it. And I appreciate everybody else joining us. If you need anything, please go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. You can get my information there. Send me an email. Give me a call. We can talk about your situation and help you through the financing. Again, have a great weekend. Thanks so much.